It has been a changeable day of weather across eastern New York and western New England, and it certainly was great if you were able to get out into that sunshine today, though clouds have been increasing through the late morning hours into this afternoon, and that band of clouds will continue to work from southwest to northeast in the coming hours. There have been a couple of spotty sprinkles and light showers as well. The rain has not been that big of a deal, but in some areas there have been at least a few raindrops at times. And the other thing I've noticed is the drop in temperature as that band of clouds comes through, so it's feeling a little bit cooler in spots where it is cloudy right now. Coming up tonight, we will continue to see clouds. There may be a few breaks in the clouds at times, and there's also the chance for some passing showers at times. It's not going to rain the whole night, but at times there are going to be some showers, and it'll be a breezy night, with lows running largely in the 40s, so it'll be a relatively mild night. And then during the day tomorrow, we're going to see the storm draw closer from the west, but it looks like the most intense part of that storm will stay to our west during the day. So around here, we'll see plenty of clouds, maybe a few sunny breaks. Off and on rain is likely for tomorrow, so it's not going to be a washout, and I'm not expecting much rain during the day tomorrow, but there are going to be some areas of rain at times, and the wind will start to kick up as well, so it'll be a windy day. Temperatures will be in the 50s to around 60 degrees. Then tomorrow night into Friday morning, the most intense part of the storm will be over us, and that's the time that I am expecting rain and wind. The rain will be heavy at times, and there is the potential for some flooding as that rain comes through, and the wind will be quite gusty. There's the potential that the wind could be strong enough to result in some tree damage and maybe some power outages. During the day on Friday, heavy rain will taper to showers. There's the chance for a rumble or two of thunder. It should be fairly mild on Friday. Then as we start off the weekend on Saturday, there's still going to be a little piece of that storm left behind, so I'll keep a chance for showers in the forecast. And now here is that latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, breezy, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with off and on rain, windy, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, breezy, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with off and on rain, windy, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, breezy, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with off and on rain, windy, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, breezy, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with off and on rain, windy, highs in the 50s to around 60. Region-wide on Friday, heavy rain tapering to showers, windy with highs in the low 60s, and on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered showers, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.